Hello and welcome everybody to another episode of the AfterBuzz podcast.
I'm still getting back into the groove after the Christmas break.
You're still feeling a little throwing that rust off
a little
here and
rusty,
there?
Yeah.
All right. Well, this will be some good practice. welcome to the AfterBuzz. My name is Nico, and of course with me, Buzz Adams.
I'm Buzz. Hello.
You are Buzz. You are the Buzz. Do you know another Buzz?
Buzz Aldrin, the astronaut?
No, personally.
Kevin McAllister's brother, Buzz.
Yeah.
In Home Alone.
Speaking of redheads.
Buzz, your girlfriend. Woof.
I never got that before, and then I realized, oh, he meant she was a dog.
Mm-hmm.
All right, on today's episode of the After Buzz podcast, we're going to do a quickie but goodie. We've got an errand to run, but this is just going to be on one topic.
Okay, what's the topic?
There is some new research coming out about a human body's cells, okay? And so when you think of a human body and the electricity, remember that Matrix scene where the Morpheus compares the humans to a battery?
No, I remember that.
Did you ever fully think about or appreciate what he's saying? Like, where is this coming from? Where is this electricity coming from?
Okay.
I'm asking.
Biomagnetism?
No.
I don't know.
So it's usually a...
Is it from our inner chi?
No. It's actually chemically induced. So every time there's like a neuron that fires or a muscle cell that moves, it's because little chemicals are going across the cells and it creates some electricity.
So that's why the computers were using humans as copper tops?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But... New research says that it might not just be from chemicals in our body that are changing between the cells that are creating all this. It might be something else called flexoelectricity.
What is that?
Flexoelectricity converts... Now, I'll give you the official definition, and then I'll give you a simplified version. Flexoelectricity converts mechanical deformation into electrical signals previously observed in engineered materials like soft robotics and sensors. So, basically, scientists have found that cells, Buzz, can make tiny amounts of electricity just by bending and moving and shadow shape.
Yeah, probably not enough to power the world's greatest AI like in the Matrix, though.
No. And we're not talking about, like, even the cell, even the energy that one cell gives off from a neuron is not enough to power that either.
I don't think all the electricity in your body would really have an impact. You remember in the movie the rationale for why they had to use the humans for power?
Because of the solar, there was no sun anymore, so you couldn't use solar power.
The humans had scorched the sky because it was running on solar, and then the Matrix had to start using the humans as the batteries.
Right. Well, and that's what I'm saying is they were harvesting the entire energy of an entire human being, which probably is about a light bulb's worth of energy being produced. But
well, billion people on Earth. I don't know how much electricity you could get out if you had everybody.
We're not talking about the Matrix. You get that, right?
Like I was still talking about the Matrix.
Yeah, we're not talking. Okay. That's not right. our topic of today.
I'm stuck in the Matrix loop.
But I'm just saying how that is because of the accumulated energy from individual cells and neurons. That gets
about enough for a light bulb.
From all of you. But we're talking about individual cells now. Mm-hmm. So when we get down to the little cell level, they're saying that there's this new way electricity is being made in your body, and it's not new.
It's just they discovered
new to us. Yeah, new to us as a scientific phenomenon called flexoelectricity. When your cell's outer skin, the membrane, starts wiggling or changes its shape, it creates small electrical signals.
Look at me. I'm making electricity.
Well, the research is saying, well, maybe this is also helping us to move. Maybe it wasn't before. We just thought it was these chemical changes that were making electricity in our body. Maybe this is something different. So it's helping us learn more about how the brain really works. And it can do some other cool things. Now if so this means that there's not chemical electricity. It's mechanical. So you don't need the chemical. You don't need the two sodium and the phosphorus or whatever. You just need to move. And that would...
Well, that's a relief.
Well, it is a relief because it means that you don't need, there's no prerequisite for how the energy is going to be made. So this could lead to things like self-powered implants in your body. Right
use
now,
use the electricity your body generates.
Not the chemical electricity.
The flexo-electricity.
Right, that's created just through movement. Better pacemakers, neural stimulators.
Could they make it work on the cell phone in your pocket, or is that beyond science?
No, so that is what they're thinking too. It could inspire next-generation biological-style computers. Chips that think more like brains, systems that use motion and electricity instead of just a direct current.
I already going have into two it. Brains. The one in my head and...
The one in your head.
Yeah.
To both heads, yeah. So this would be a big step toward neuromorphic AI, machines that process like actual neurons in the brain. So these tiny movements creating usable power could also lead to ultra tiny generators, wearable tech like watches or something powered just for your body, and more medical sensors that would never, ever need to be replaced
by
batteries.
You would not
batteries.
Have to put batteries or charge it.
No.
Would do all the charging.
It would do all the charging.
Huh?
So
sounds like the stuff of science fiction.
But not.
Today's science fiction is tomorrow's science.
Exactly. And it really means that we are buzzing with electricity constantly throughout our body. The research suggests life is not just biochemistry. It's physics in motion. Our body may run on chemicals, electricity, but now mechanical movement all at once.
Amazing.
Yes. All right. Let us know what you think of the AfterBuzz and our scientific discoveries related to what...
Flexo-electricity.
That sounds like something an evil genius might have come up with from a...
Or a flux capacitor.
Or like, yeah, Doc Brown. This is something Brown's Doc Brown thing, just yeah. came up with. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it for today's episode of the AfterBuzz podcast. Don't forget to listen to the regular Buzz Times Morning Show, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time on 95.5 KLQ El Paso's Best Rock. Talk to y'all next time.